For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. In South Carolina, legends sometimes coexist with history. Issaquena Falls in Oconee County is one of them. According to historian Dr. Jim Johnson of Seneca, Cherokee Princess Issaquena, more correctly called Siskiweena, fell in love with settler Alan Francis, who lived at present-day 96. Siskiweena warned the settlers of a planned Indian attack, which they successfully repelled. But some Cherokees wanted revenge on the princess for helping their enemies.
And they were chasing her, and at Issaquena Falls, they were just getting ready to capture her when she jumped off the falls. But down below the falls, there is a place that you can hide under the falls, and that's what she did. The Indians thought she had killed herself. She got back with Alan, and they lived happily ever after.
Nearby, real history surrounds an oddity of the railroad business. The unfinished tunnel through Stump House Mountain. Begun by the Blue Ridge Railroad in 1852, Johnson said the idea was to export South Carolina products and import goods such as meats from Midwestern packing houses. The Civil War ended the project, but Clemson University history professor Roger Grant said it was fraught with problems from the start, such as the mountain the company was trying to dig through.
Granite is not easy to dig through or cut through. Also, you were using black powder, which is one, dangerous, and two, it's not as good as nitroglycerin. And also, you were doing all this chiseling. That's one reason why people are fascinated, because they can see the chisel marks.
There was also the problem of financing, Grant said.
It was assumed that there would be private investors. However, they didn't appear in great numbers. And so the state of South Carolina poured literally millions of dollars into this project at various times. And everything that could go wrong with this Blue Ridge Railroad went wrong.
The State House was being built at this time, and Johnson said state leaders planned to spend $700,000 on the building.
But they wanted to show Washington that they could build a capital as good, if not better, than what they had. And so a lot of the extra money, when the railroad really needed it, or the Blue Ridge Railroad, did not come because of that. That was two of the reasons Stump House Tunnel did not get finished.
Scott Pigeon, director of Clemson's Business Services, said something happened in 1940 to radically change the perception of the abandoned tunnel.
We had a professor that was coming in, and he saw this Stump House Tunnel and said, hey, this might be a great environment to grow blue cheese in.
Grant agreed.
It's an incredible adaptive use. One of the most imaginative adaptive uses I could imagine. Blue cheese, wow.
Though interrupted by World War II, Clemson cured blue cheese in the tunnel until 1958, when the tunnel's cheese-curing conditions, chilly temperatures, high humidity, and darkness could be replicated on campus. A recent deal with Ingles Groceries will see the cheese sold in 201 stores in five states. The school produces nearly 1,000 pounds of cheese a week, Pigeon said, and a move to a new facility may see other changes for Clemson's unique product.
But as we move into a new facility, I don't know what we might see in the future. Probably not blue cheese milkshakes, but you never know what we might see in the future.
The tunnel may have been a failure for the railroad, but it launched a budding industry for Clemson. And it and Issaquena Falls have been successes in their new roles as popular tourist attractions in a state known for tourism. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.